From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your Agribusiness Update. The National FFA Organization announced last week that the 2020 National FFA Convention and Expo will be held virtually. CEO Mark Petchel tells AgriMarketing.com, as we continued to plan for our national convention, it became clear that travel restrictions and public health concerns, among other pandemic-related challenges, made hosting our in-person event impossible in 2020. The convention will occur virtually during the week of October 28th, as previously planned. The clock is ticking for the FDA's determination of high-risk foods and what traceability and record-keeping standards those foods should meet. According to thepacker.com, the FDA agreed that by September 8th, they'd designate a list of high-risk foods and proposed record-keeping rules for them. The Food Safety Modernization Act legislation required FDA to designate high-risk foods by January 2012 and to propose record-keeping requirements for facilities that handle those foods by January 2013. The court's consent decree deadline to produce a final rule is November 2022. Well, Elsie the Cow, Borden's dairy brand ambassador for many years, will continue delivering dairy products. Borden announced last Friday the sale of all Borden assets to Capital Peak Partners and its affiliates following the court-approved sale. MilkBusiness.com reports the $340 million transaction includes all plants, branches, routes, and the Borden brand. Capital Peak will assume majority ownership of the new company, and farmers will experience no disruptions. With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.